From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the ninth day of May, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Very important broadcast lined up. I've done a lot of preparation for this radio / TV, PrisonPlanet.tv transmission today. I will say this. We are only going to have open phones here on the broadcast for Hispanic Americans or for Hispanics living in Mexico, Latinos living all over the world. It doesn't matter. This broadcast will be specifically open phones in the first hour and a half for you to be able to call in and just break down what you're hearing from the Hispanic community about their view of the United States, what the average view is about the, quote, invasion or the La Reconquista, Aztlan, the takeover of the United States, and whether you support that or not, and what the average view is of gringos, white people. The reason I say this is obviously last week it broke that students were kicked off campus in San Francisco for wearing American flag tees. I've now seen interviews with the parents and students. Three of the five are Hispanic. And they're sick of hearing about how this is Mexico and the U.S. being run down. And so they wore, well, one of them got kicked out for an Old Navy flag shirt. I happen to own one of those. And then the other students were so upset by it, they walked out of class the next day when the school reversed itself and said, okay, you can wear American flags. I mean, think about this. This isn't like immigrants from Germany or immigrants from Italy or immigrants from China, where the countries are far away. This is a country that lost several wars with the United States, that's on our border, that is very corrupt, and there's at least 30 million illegals in this country, and tens of millions of other legal immigrants that have come here from Mexico over the last 50 years. And I want to know, is the views that we're hearing from these professors and school teachers and academics that whites are scum and filth and need to die, is that a majority view? I want to know, because I always was brought up to be colorblind and have friends of every color, and I don't feel insecure when I go and eat in a Mexican food restaurant owned by Hispanics. I was in one today, but I'm starting to ask myself, am I welcome here? I mean, should I, because I don't have a choice, should I start separating myself? I mean, is that what you want? Because, I mean, all I see is Hispanics and whites getting intermarried and getting along. And I hope that's the vast majority. I think it is. But if it's different, I need to know. Because we know this, the mainstream media, the corporate media, the dominant systems of government are promoting this liberation theology. They are really pushing through Carlos Mencia and all these big comics. Every time I turn them on television, it's just pure anti-white propaganda. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of racism, tribalism, and I'm not self-hating. I'm not guilty. I've done nothing to anybody. All I have is goodwill towards everyone, but I will stand up for myself. And there's nothing wrong with being a European. There's nothing wrong. I mean, every culture's done good things and bad things. I don't sit up here in judgment of anybody. But I've had enough, and I have put out a video that's a basically an open letter to Robert Rodriguez, who lives here in Austin, the accomplished director, because when I saw the trailer for his new movie coming out, Machete, it's basically a call for race war, and it mirrors what La Raza and Mecha and other groups are putting out. And, you know, when you see big-budget movies where whites are the bad guys and have to be killed, it's very serious. Imagine a movie where Hispanics are the bad guys and have to be killed, or blacks are the bad guys and have to be killed, or Jews are the bad guys and have to be killed. This is very, very serious. So we're going to break this down and some of the firebombing attacks and things that have happened in the U.S. in the last few weeks.
When you're
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, a very important broadcast today. In the last 30 minutes, economist Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us to give us his take on what happened Thursday with a 1,000-point drop. It has now been confirmed by the major stock exchanges. It was not a fat finger. It was not just a single trade. It was now more than 20 stocks that were simultaneously affected. And the evidence is pointing towards massive European sell-offs and a true plunge that began in the markets. And then the plunge protection team set up by Ronald Reagan to stop stock market crashes in 1987 kicked in. The President's Working Committee on Open Markets is its technical name. Plunge Protection Team is the slang or street term for it, kicked in to stop that from happening, though there's some evidence it may have been J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs black box insider trading. We'll cover that in the last 30 minutes of this radio broadcast coming up today. In fact, here's the Hill newspaper. White House doesn't rule out sabotage in Thursday's wild Wall Street plunge. Now they're saying it could have been a cyber attack, so don't worry. The government and the FCC can start regulating and tracking and shutting down freedom on the web. Here's another one. Plunge in U.S. equities remains a mystery. Financial Times of London, New York Times, Greek debt crisis raises doubts about the European Union. EU preps Euro fund to fight Wolfpack debt crisis. They're worried about the markets opening in just about 6 hours in Europe and a Black Monday globally melting down the stock market. This is a serious week to watch the financial developments. Here's another headline, Wall Street Journal. Crisis deepens, chaos grips Greece. So that's coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. But before I get into that issue, sometimes every few months we have a special broadcast where I'll say, I only want to hear from police officers and military. You know, we have this Army Times article where they're training 400,000 troops for domestic operations and gun confiscation. Please call in and tell us what your training has been like and what you think of it. We've done that from time to time. Or I'll say during the flu hysteria, open phones only for doctors and nurses and medical people to get your take on what's happening. Well, today, we're only going to take calls from Hispanics. And you can be Latinos, whatever term you like. You can be in Mexico. You can be in Brazil. You can be in the U.S. You can be in Germany. You can be in Canada. You can be in Russia. Whatever. The 600-plus million Hispanics in the world are welcome to call in to this radio show on the topic I'm about to put out there. Because I really want to hear from you. I really want to understand your view on what's going on and what's happening. Now, you'll have to hold for a couple segments because I have to go over all this information first and then get your view on it. But let me give you the toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday, the ninth day of May 2010 edition, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And you can disagree with what I'm going to say. You can agree. You can add points. But really, I just want the truth. not just your views, but what you hear in your community. Because my wife lived many years in Spain, so she speaks Spanish, and let me tell you, she's got an inside view of what's really being said by a lot of people. And my cousin grew up in Guatemala, and you know, he speaks fluent Spanish. It's really his first language. I've been on road trips with him before and heard him, you know, in the bed next to me, you know, in the hotel room, you know, the twin bed across from me. Somebody starts speaking in Spanish, and I wake up, and believe me, as a bartender in college, he heard the animosity and the hatred by some Hispanics toward gringos, but not just towards gringos, the slang term for black people in Spanish that translates into English into blackbird. And this is something in this politically correct society that is just acceptable. I mean, no other group gets away with stuff like this. If when whites come out and spew a bunch of racial hatred, they get slapped down for it, and they should. Blacks to a lesser extent, but they still do. I mean, mildly racist stuff from Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton gets exposed. I want to live in peace with everybody. And I don't have any guilt either. I don't even want to get up here and say I have lots of Hispanic friends and, you know, I like Hispanics and I have a lot of Hispanic folks that work in my office with me. I don't even want to say that like I'm having to prove myself. I know who I am. I know what my views are. And I discovered this was going on in high school because my white teachers taught me white people were bad and America was bad and that the United States had stolen part of Mexico. And then when I was in college, I was taught this. And then I began to go to Mecha and La Raza rallies and watch videos of their leaders. And literally, we have hundreds and hundreds of these videos. There's several new ones that have come out from these La Raza, which means the race. For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And the Fortune 500 funds these groups. The media funds it. Comedy Central chooses to give shows to people that have very racist programs where it's all about stirring up racial division and attacking white people. And I, for one, am sick of it. I am sick and tired of it. But what's gotten me upset? In the last few weeks, we've seen police being attacked in Arizona and illegal alien supporters and illegals saying, we'll use our pickaxes on you, we'll kill you. And it's nationally blacked out on the news, never made national news. I've seen, you know, footage out of Santa Cruz a week and a half ago, or I guess 9 days ago, it was on May Day, of illegal alien supporters burning restaurants with people in them. They narrowly escaped, torches in the streets. And then ABC News locally said, well, they've got a reason to be angry with this Arizona law. And I've seen the Arizona law misrepresented by the media. So the corporate media is driving this and pushing this and implying that all Hispanics aren't wanted in America and really adding fuel to all of this tension. Then I saw a video yesterday. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. L.A. teacher calls for Mexican revolt in U.S. And this is at a big rally, and he talks about disgusting white people. He talks about how it's a communist takeover, and he's honest. He says, these old white people don't really dislike us because we're brown. They don't like us because we're communist. And that's what I've said. I've said, I want to know. I want people to run a flag up. Because if you're brown and love America and the Second Amendment and private property, well, I'll just love you to death and hug all over you. And, you know, I got two white daughters. I'm not going to get upset if they decide to marry a Hispanic American if they're a patriot. You know, if my daughters someday bring home a white guy who's a communist, I'm going to throw him the hell out of my house. And if they bring a brown guy home who's a communist, I'm going to tell my daughters that I'm going to ostracize them, shun them, disown them if they marry. If my daughters brought home a Klan member, it'd be the same thing. I am not going to be part of this. I am not going to support this. I'm done. I'm through. I'm finished. And I'm coming out against it. You know, I'm somebody who has been attacked by the Ku Klux Klan. I'm somebody who's protested a bunch of federal agents on average. And, you know, that was back 10, 15 years ago. I probably haven't gone out and protested the Klan in about 8 years. I don't do a lot of protests, period. I don't have time. But, you know, the Klan, maybe 100,000 people. this Metalaraza thing is in the tens of millions. And what's happening is there's this intimidation against Hispanic Americans that they are a, well, they have a Spanish term for it. What is it, a pocho, or it's in Spanish, basically a Uncle Tom. And they attack Hispanics and call them sellouts if they fly an American flag at their house or business, or if they're not a communist, or if they're pro-Second Amendment. And this was illustrated by the school kids, five of them being kicked out of school in San Francisco. Three of the five were Hispanic, by the way, not allowed to wear American flags. It was offensive to the Mexicans who don't want to be Americans. They're Mexicans. And we're going to be discussing all of this today. And we're going to go over Robert Rodriguez's new film, Machete, that is invoking race war. This is so important. Stay with us.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
No. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-223.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
No more Mr. Nice Guy, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting these issues out in the open. It is a fact that the CIA, the Ford Foundation, and others for 50 years have radicalized Muslims. That was even the Washington Post. Sending textbooks into Pakistan and other countries, radicalizing the Muslims, making them violent. Why? And that they've created liberation theologies similar to Reverend Wright, Obama, his preacher, and all the race stuff they spew. Why is that? Why is it that Hatari militia, the federal judge has ordered their release? Because all the Hatari militia said is if the New World Order keeps coming down on us, we may have to physically fight. Meanwhile, if I tried to play for you, just go to YouTube and type in La Raza or Mecha or Azadlan, and you will see hundreds of videos of professors and the mayor of L.A. and congressmen, and we've even gotten some of them on air before, saying, yes, whites are scum, whites are racist, you don't belong in this continent, all go home, we can't wait for you to all die. I mean, this is more heated rhetoric than Ku Klux Klan, and I'm offended by all of it. But this is just a video. It's on Drudge right now. It's also up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This just came out yesterday from rallies on Friday. And then I'm going to go over the new film coming out that we have the trailer for. And I was then separately, I didn't know what to make of this a few days ago on Cinco de Mayo when I was sent the trailer for the new Robert Rodriguez, who I've been a fan of, film Machete. I mean, the whites are racist. They're evil. It's got, you know, Mexicans running around with machetes, killing the gringo. It looked like a call for race war. Then I talked to people who called me, who, by the way, are Hispanic, who work in the film, and it's being finished right now, that are saying, we're worried this is going to hurt and cause a backlash on the Hispanic community. And that's what the globalists want. That's why they fund this, so we're all against each other, instead of being for sovereignty. All of us are tribal. All of us are gang mentality. That's human. How about red, white, and blue? How about Bill of Rights, Constitution? How about that be our gang? How about we stand up for that? Why do you think everybody wants to come to America? It hadn't been perfect, but it's had freedom of speech, freedom of private property. That's why 4% of the world population had more than half the wealth. Now we've been taken over. Now we're corrupt. But the point is, why do these people say this is Mexico and they're going to make it Mexico? Well, if Mexico's so great or Latin America's so great under those corrupt systems, never getting out from under colonial-type rule, why then do they want to come here? Why are they offended by... The media didn't report this until later. I saw the kids on San Francisco TV. Three of the five that got kicked out of school for wearing American flag shirts were Hispanic. It's so offensive to a large portion of Hispanic America. The American flag is offensive. So now when I pull into a Mexican food restaurant and I see Mexican flags everywhere, or I see it on car dealerships, or I see the term La Raza or Mecha, La Raza means the race, or they've got a Texas radio station called The Invasion. And again, my wife speaks Spanish. She hears it all. It just blows her away. I mean, I want to feel comfortable. I don't want to be enemies with everybody. But these groups say, hey, we want to be your enemy. So my question for Hispanic callers, and your calls are coming up, but I need to go over this first, is what are you hearing in your community? What side do you stand on? Because as long as you're an American and believe in our laws and our freedoms, then I'm all for you. But if you're scared by an American flag and hate white people, I mean, I've got to stand up for myself. Now, let's just, again, I could fill up 10 hours, no exaggeration, with exactly what you're about to hear. In fact, worse, there's a UT professor, head of Chicano Studies, up in UT Dallas, UT DFW, who says we need to use the Plan of San Diego. And I didn't know what Plan of San Diego was. That's a plan for Hispanics to kill all whites above the age of 16. Don't believe me? Google Plan of San Diego. You'll be at the UT website. I mean, can you imagine if a white professor was teaching to kill all blacks? Remember when that black professor said kill all whites a few years ago, how big a news it was? Why isn't it news when this type of stuff's going on, or when Robert Rodriguez gets ready to put a film out like this, and he says this is a message to Arizona? That's coming up. And then your phone calls. But first, L.A. teacher calls for Mexican revolt in the United States. This is sedition. This is pure racism. I mean, if the Ku Klux Klan called for this, they'd be arrested in minutes. This is not free speech. This is a call to arms. Meanwhile, I have the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center listing me, Ron Paul, and others as if we're seditious and Oath Keepers. Mother Jones called Oath Keepers seditious. They're open to every race, color, you name it, to just follow the Bill of Rights. Again, imagine what would happen to Hatari militia if they talked like this. Here it is. This is just 2 days ago. This is just 2 days ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This, and again, we have this video up on Infowars.com. It's got his full name. It's got all the information. Ron Gachez. He's a history teacher at Santa HS in Los Angeles. Imagine being a white kid in this guy's class. Here it is.
I want to start off by saying that the young man who spoke a little while ago was one of my students. And that made me so proud because I know that our people have strong leaders for years and years to come. As a militante of Unión del Barrio, a revolutionary Mexican organization here, we understand what the camarada is saying. You're right, this is not just about Mexico. This is about a global struggle against imperialism and capitalism.
Yes.
But we know that all of that is happening in the context that where we now stand is stolen, occupied Mexico. Yes. And the message that we bring is we want to bring a little bit of more of a revolutionary context to this. Why is it that these people, these frail, racist, white people, want to keep us out of this country? It's not because simply the color of our skin. It's not simply because they just want to exploit us. Let me tell you why. Because on this planet right now, 6 billion people, at the forefront of the revolutionary movement, is the raza. When you go to Venezuela,
The race.
When you go, we have the long history and example of our comandante, Fidel Castro Ruz.
Fidel Castro.
We got Hugo Chavez, Evo Morales. We got Brazil, Ecuador. You name it. We have nine left of center governments in Latin America right now. And they know something that one young Argentine called Che Guevara said. It was called the domino theory. And he knew that every single country would go revolutionary, one after the other, after the other, after the other.
And what's their plank? Get our guns. You're not getting my guns, buddy. Sorry.
So what do they fear? They know that every single country, they know that we no longer will fall to these lines called borders. We know
We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to play the rest of this. This is unedited. And literally, when I was watching this video on YouTube, there were scores of new ones all saying the same thing and calling for killing all whites as well. I mean, this is incredible. We'll be back.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at ResearchedHerbs.com. Herbal supplements at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver supplement formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. Now, the phones are only open for Hispanic Americans, Hispanics in Mexico, globally. I want to hear your view on this because I know you're in the middle of it. You hear this. I want to hear from you. Is this your view? What percentage of Hispanics? I mean, because I've known that the pro-open borders groups are backed by the federal government because they understand these groups will vote for gun control, will vote for socialism, which the big banks want to consolidate people's wealth because they use poverty as a tool of control. And I know many of these people have been persecuted in their own countries. They've been taught the U.S. did it to them. No, powerful interests that have used the U.S. to a certain extent have done it. But why is the mainstream media covering this up? Why can Hispanic groups, in Spanish and in English, say things that no other group would get away with? 888-201-2244. But first, I want to finish with these video clips and get to the trailer for Machete. See, when you just watch the trailer and the white guys are the bad people and the Hispanics rise up with machetes like Rwanda and kill them and, you know, the white guys are racist so they deserve it and it's all done with situational ethics. When you watch this, you have to understand this is exactly what's being promoted in the real world. In Mexican and Chicano studies at universities everywhere. When I went to Anderson High School, I was taught this by the white teachers. It's all part of the white guilt. Whites are evil, whites are bad. No, we're not. I'm tired of it. It's just not true. Okay? So, let's go ahead and go back to this teacher teaching high school students in California up there with his students at a big rally. And you can watch other clips of the rally. It's all the same, hours of it. And this is going on everywhere. Here it is.
So what do they fear? They know that every single country, they know that we no longer will fall to these lies called borders. We know that a Salvadoran and a Guatemalan and a Nicaraguense and a Mexicano, there's no damn difference. We are all one people. So with that in mind, we see ourselves, all of us here, as the northern front of a Latin American revolutionary movement.
See, the media won't cover this, but this is hot.
There are more than 40 million of our people north of the Rio Grande. That means to them, there's 40 million potential revolutionaries north of the border, inside the belly of the beast. So when you think about why do they want to kick us, of all people, out, that's why. Because they know that we now know the truth. They know that now we are raza, we're professionals, we're educators, we are revolutionary students. What does that mean? We are not just a regular culture anymore. We are a culture of revolutionary spirit. And that's the fear.
All right. In the interest of time, because I want to talk to Noel, Grace, Rand, Texican, and others and get their view on this. And again, the number is 888-201-2244. I mean, let me have it. I mean, if you agree with this, tell me. If you disagree, I mean, is your community concerned about this? But you have to ask yourself, why are the big corporations funding this? Because we have the North American Union, SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership documents. The banks want to break up the U.S. They want to get rid of sovereignty. It's the big money that funds socialism. Now, let's go to a clip from just 2 weeks ago, minutes before the illegal alien protesters attacked police and the police stood down and took it with rocks and bottles. And what does the lady say? We will use our pickaxes on you. I mean, this is going on everywhere. And now Robert Rodriguez has put out huge hits. He's making the new Predator movie. You know, he put out the Spy Kids films. He put out so many films here in Austin. And I was told years ago, because, you know, I've been in a few Hollywood films myself, never tried to be, got called up and put in them by Richard Linklater, great guy, that I've been told by people that work in Hollywood, oh, yeah, I've given Rodriguez your films. He says he likes them, but he doesn't agree with you on the immigration issue, and he's into La Raza. And then I got contacted by two Hispanics, separately, didn't even know that they were doing it, you know, that the others were doing it, who were saying, we're afraid of a backlash. We're afraid this is going to hurt the Hispanic community, which it is. This is what this is meant to do. Keep everybody in groups so the government can be the big arbiter and the referee. But here's this lady talking about using pickaxes on people.
We will not stop. We will take off our shovels and our pickaxes and we break the land and make your landscaping and clean your toilets and our toilets. We will use them against you. Believe that.
All right. Clean the toilets? I mean, why do you have to come from Mexico up here? And most of the Hispanics I see are doing better than most people, living in big houses, driving new cars, hardworking, smart people. But, I mean, why is the U.S. so much better? Because it hadn't been a communist or a corrupt narco state. Because you had some freedom, some Bill of Rights, some private property. Now, that said, we haven't edited this trailer except for cutting out the cuss words for radio. You can watch the unedited trailer up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But all we've bleeped is the cuss words. Now, this was released on Cinco de Mayo, actually the day before it, and they have the star of the new movie, Machete, and he says, this is a message for Arizona. Then it cuts to the Texas Capitol, and I looked it up. This was shot in Texas. Basically, the plot is evil white people hire a Hispanic to do a staged hit on the racist white senator who wants to control the borders. So it's a false flag. I guess Rodriguez did learn something from me. And then they have to stand up and kill the evil white racist. But by invoking the Arizona situation, it sends the message that this is good to do. And there have been racial attacks from Miami to Santa Cruz. A bunch of different white ranchers in Arizona have been killed. You've seen that in the news. Cops are getting killed. The police are on record about that. There's been a bunch of machete attacks, and it didn't say it was film-related in the last 5 days, but it's Hispanic surnames killing people with machetes at public schools, attacking police with machetes. We know what this is going to do. We know what this is going to generate. This is very, very dangerous, what's happening. And I know Rodriguez just wants the attention and wants to be political and thinks this will create a big controversy. And, by the way, Fox Studios is putting this out. Fox criticized it on TV Friday and then pulled their articles and video about it because they don't want to create a controversy. They just want this to be under the radar and sell this racial hatred to make money. But here is the trailer, and I've talked to people involved in the film, one of them high-level, one of them mid-level, and they contacted me. They are concerned. Here it is.
This is Machete with a special Cinco de Mayo message. To Arizona.
Big image of a machete.
They called him Machete.
Machete.
$70 a day for yard work. $100 for roofing.
Get in.
$125 for septum.
Have you ever killed anyone before? As you know, illegal Americans are being forced out of our country at an alarming rate. For the good of both our people, the senator must die.
He was given an offer he couldn't refuse.
Make no mistake, we are at war. Every time an illegal dances across our border, it is an act of aggression against this
country. Machete comes in with a sniper rifle.
Terrorism.
Set up
to kill Robert De Niro.
And left for dead.
Oh, it's star-studded.
Taking your brothers and sisters in. Deporting them back to their own personal hells. There are many laws.
To help you kill all these men?
Yes, bro.
See what I can do.
Lindsay Lohan.
He's coming after us.
He knows the score. He gets the women.
Jessica Alba, Robert De Niro, Lindsay Lohan, Cheech Marin, Steven Seagal, Don Johnson.
And he kills the bad guys.
We didn't cross the border! The border crossed us!
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh,
my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to finish up with this clip and then start taking your phone calls at 888-201-2244. And I want the truth. I want the beefs with America. Do people really believe that white people all have tails under their shorts? We're all devils. I see the mainstream corporate media, the university funding, since the 60s, trying to radicalize Hispanics so they don't feel like they're part of America. What happens to the globalist and their program if Hispanic Americans are pro-Second Amendment, pro-family, which they already are, and pro-private property rights? I mean, what do the big banks want? They want to break down this country. That's why they're funding this. And the FBI doesn't go after groups calling for violence, calling for things, if they're Hispanic. If they're white or black, they do. Why is this? What's going on? And what is Robert Rodriguez doing, putting this film out saying this is a message to Arizona, and then it shows, you know, the hero, the Hispanic hero, about to sniper rifle the anti-immigration person, and white people are the villain. And, you know, the Border Patrol agent gets, you know, explained to her that you can't control the border. Mexico admits they have the most draconian border policies in the world next to North Korea. They don't let Guatemalans in. You can't have a country and have open borders, especially when you have welfare, because then it bankrupts the country. I mean, illegal aliens in 800-plus cities, sanctuary cities, are above the law. They don't even get taken to jail for drunk driving. I saw a Knoxville news article last week where $105,000 was in an illegal alien's car. They just let them go with it. Why? Why are they above the law? Because the globalists want them here to break down the border and drive down wages. And it'd be one thing if these groups weren't getting indoctrinated into anti-Second Amendment socialism. But let's just finish the trailer for Machete. And I'm telling you, this film's coming out in September. There's all these tensions going on. The media is fueling it, lying about the Arizona bill. It just says if they have first contact and pull somebody over for drunk driving or stop them for a taillight or whatever, and they don't have ID, that they're going to take them to jail. That happens to citizens. Hell, they've got bills introduced that if they say you might be a terrorist, you're stripped of your citizenship as a citizen and go into some dungeon. We're all losing our rights. Since when does the government care about people's rights? And if this does profile or violate people's rights, I'm against it. That's not the issue here. The issue is this is being hyped up. And Rodriguez thinks he's going to make a bunch of money off Hispanics with this. What he's going to do is, and my money's on this is going to cause violence, and he's going to be liable for this because he's made it political and said it's about Arizona. Let's finish the trailer, then go to your calls.
There's nothing I'd like more than to see that Mexican dance the bolero at the end of the rope.
And he kills the bad guys.
We didn't cross the border! The border crossed us!
Steven Seagal, Jessica Alba, Robert De Niro.
Well, this cucaracha's got AK-47s and he's laying waste everything he gets in his f***ing pan.
But they soon realize they just f***ed with the wrong Mexican.
Machete.
Machete.
Okay. And it's groups of Mexican illegals running around hacking up Border Patrol with machetes. And you got Border Patrol getting killed all over the place. Now, imagine if I made a movie about killing black people like this. I'd be in jail in 5 seconds. It's called, I mean, this is incredible. But it's part of a program to divide America against ourselves. And I got a lot of other points I want to make, but I'm going to go to Noel, Grace, Rand, Texican, Raul, Bob, David, George, Joe, Ralph, and others. Only Hispanics. I want to get your view on this because, look, I'm a white guy, and I know this. I was taught to be guilty, that white people are basically bad. White people are running around groveling to everyone. We are not a bunch of racist devils that want to get you. And when that communist school teacher said, these white scum don't, it's not that we're brown that they dislike us. It's that we're communist. Well, I mean, over 90% of these illegals, when they become citizens, I've seen the polls, vote for gun control. I don't care if you got green skin or blue skin. You're not getting my private property or my guns. And you've been conned in Latin America. Why do you want to come here and set up the same system? I mean, what is the deal? All right, I'm going to shut up. Got a lot of other points I want to make, but remember, three of the five kids kicked out of the San Francisco high school were Hispanic. You can't even wear an American flag. That upsets groups of Hispanics so bad. All over the country, they pull down American flags, run Mexican flags up at police stations and at auto repair shops and at post offices. And when people try to stop them, they get arrested. I mean, this is sedition. And I guess they're funding the Hispanic groups to do this so they can crush Hispanics. They don't want Hispanics to be part of America. And that's why the Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's staff on this film called me and said, I was already worried about it. And I said, well, I don't know what to say about the trailer. And I didn't really talk about it. And then I got these phone calls. And I said, boy, this is synchronicity. And they know this is going to end up really causing a backlash against Hispanics. Then they're going to get discriminated against. And then they're going to join the radical groups. They want you radical so they can control you. Let's go to Noel in Illinois. Noel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, how are you doing this afternoon, my friend?
Good. I'm doing all right. What do you think of this information?
It's pretty disgusting. I was born in Chicago, and I'm half Puerto Rican, half Venezuelan, growing up with a huge, Hispanic background. And, you know, I was taught and brought up on, you know, treating everyone as equal, you know, the way, you know, the good Lord above made us all equal and created us beautifully. And to hear the people like La Raza talking about, you know, just basic race, and it's just, Alex, it gets my blood boiling. In high school, on Cinco de Mayo, we had, the Mexican-American kids in our school, tearing down our American flag, pulling up their Mexican flag, walking out on school and trying to create fights. And
so you witnessed that. I mean, that's been on the news. Well, listen, in fact, I called Steve Mason, who runs an Access show. He has this footage. I couldn't find it. Of Gus Garcia when he was mayor of Austin. I'm going to play this, saying Hispanics are the master god race descended from aliens. I mean, this La Raza thing was cooked up by the CIA. That's on record, telling them they're the god race. Wait till I play that. I'm going to play that later in the week. He's going to bring it by Monday. I mean, that's our city council. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, what do you think's behind this?
You hit the nail on the coffin talking about the CIA. The CIA infiltrated the Black Panthers. They're just trying to create racial tension and get us diverted to what's really going on with these globalists. We need to, for my Hispanic friends in Illinois around the Chicagoland area and those listening in right now, re-educate our Hispanic friends on the Constitution and let them know just how beautiful our country is and how beautiful freedom is.
Great points, Noel. But what this is going to do is this is going to encourage white racists. This is going to make other whites who aren't sophisticated get into their raza. And this is going to play. And then Mexicans and others are going to get persecuted, which then just adds to the whole thing.
It's disgusting. These globalists know what they're doing. They're smart and sophisticated at what they're doing, and we need to one-up them and do everything we can to all these documentaries, translate them in Spanish, and teach our friends what's going on in Mexico, what's going on here.
Noel, what do you want to say to Robert? What do you want to say to Robert Rodriguez? I guarantee you he's going to see this.
Well, Robert Rodriguez needs to understand that it's not about illegal immigration here in the country. It's about the globalists trying to set up racial tension to get us diverted to what's really going on in this corrupt system in the world. We need to come together as one peacefully and go after the real criminals, the real racists, and those are the globalists.
Goldman Sachs, the eugenicists. Well said, Noel. Let's jam in one quick call. Grace in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, this is Grace.
Welcome.
My whole thing is that you're absolutely correct. It's a setup. But what Hispanics don't understand is that we are the Hispanics that have been here for generations, and we're Americans. We're living the American dream. But what they're trying to set us up is to stay, to keep the poverty, the masses, let them cross the border to create more. He's absolutely right what your last caller said. But what are they going to do about the biracial children? Are they going to kill my grandbaby who's half white and half Hispanic but looks white, but the other grandbaby who looks totally Mexican? So what are they going to do about the biracial children?
Well, according to Plan of San Diego, they're going to have to die. Ma'am, I'm going to go to break. I want to come back to you, let you finish up, Grace. Then I want to hurry through calls because we're getting into banking the last 30 minutes. Rand, Texican, Paul, Bob, David, George, Joe, Ralph, and others. Look, we got to get the message out because look at the corporate media. It's owned by the globalists. It's pushing this like it's good because they don't want Hispanics to be able to truly become American and be part of the free market Bill of Rights system. They want to play us off against each other. We'll be right back. Stay there. This is very important information. We're going to hear from Hispanic Americans on this straight ahead, and I hope Robert Rodriguez is listening.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi,
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.